When I was a teenager, Star Trek began on TV, and it began with the word space, the final frontier. Well, there's another frontier, the final frontier, and that's something that confronts every single one of us, boy, girl, man, woman. Now, I started preparing this message on Monday. I didn't know, obviously, what the week would unfold like. But these words are from the lips of Jesus. And therefore, we really need to pay attention, every single one of us. There are two men in the story. We remember last week. One, I called him Rich Rupert. He lived a very, very cozy, comfy lifestyle. And the other one's called Lazarus. He's desperately poor, he's infected, and he is starving. And Rich Rupert can afford the very best medical care, and Lazarus can't afford anything at all. So the contrast is stark. Bertrand Russell, who was like the champion humanist when I was a kid in the 50s and 60s, he said about the ultimate statistic was death, 100%, one in one dies. And so it was with Rich Rupert and with Lazarus. They both come to the final frontier and they both die. But this passage is very important, powerful passage for a number of reasons, and one of them is that Jesus tells us something about how people feel after they die. I heard a guy on the radio too a few years ago. He was a mountaineer. He said he was climbing with his mate. They were about 100 feet up and his mate fell all the way down. So he said he clambered down as fast as he could. Obviously, it took a while to come down. And he said as he approached the body of his mate, Tom, he said, I saw a puff of smoke rising from Tom's chest. And he concluded in this story that it was Tom's soul vanishing, coming out of his body. Now, he may well have seen a puff of smoke. I've no idea what that meant, if he did. But certainly the soul leaves the body at death. There's a film, in fact, which I've not seen, and the title is 21 Grams, because they have done research, scientists, and weighed people as they're dying, and they say they're 21 grams lighter, apparently, when they die. That's the weight of the soul. I don't know if any of that makes sense to anybody. But I remember talking to some teenagers on the street and saying, look now, this is important. Jesus is a savior. You're going to die. What happens then? And they were, you know, typical, dismissive. You kick the bucket, you pop your clogs, that kind of thing. I said, but what happens though? Well, nothing. But how do you know nothing happens? Because Jesus said it was heaven and hell. Well, we'll find out when we die, won't we? Yeah, we said, but yeah, you will. But you can't do anything about it then. You can't do anything. It's no good to you then to find out, is it? Jesus said, now is the time. And I say to all of you, now is the time. Today's the day. As I was sitting at the back there, I was thinking, how many people here are saved? I don't know. I know how many I could name some I'm really worried about. But what about the ones I think are okay? Am I right? I don't know. Only Jesus knows, doesn't he? What do you reckon? What if Jesus' words here are real? What if heaven and what if this is precisely what happens a moment after somebody dies? You know that story years ago, I've never forgotten it, where there was a church on a bend, you know, church right on the corner. And a fella was just coming out to lock up the gates of the church, and a young guy came speeding past in a joyriding in the car, and he saw the old man closing the gates, you know, the steel gates by the church door, locking them up, and he just shouted out the window, "How far's hell, mate?" And he'd taken his eye off the road, he was speeding, and he crashed. Was hell only 30 yards? Was it that close? How good have we got to be to get to heaven? All the good go up and the bad go down. How good have we got to be? A rabbi, some of us saw the other day, said, well, maybe it's 67% good enough rather than 65. If he's right, then it means that you've got to be good 2/3 of the time to get to heaven, which means heaven is full of people who are good 2/3 of the time. So if 2 days a week, at least, they're not good. Now, what sort of heaven is that? It's a suburb of hell. That's not paradise, is it? Heaven is a place where Jesus is there and he's perfect, and therefore heaven is perfect. But it's only for those for whom death is a doorway to him. That's it. For everybody else, death becomes something infinitely worse than your worst nightmare. We have here the feelings of a man, Rich Rupert, who has died. He is not in the faithful. He doesn't know Abraham. He's not a friend of Abraham. He's not a friend of God. And Jesus tells us how he feels. And you notice one of the things is Rich Rupert still thinks he's better than Lazarus. He still thinks that he can send Lazarus on an errand. He still thinks too much of himself. He's still not repenting of what he is. Are you a repenting person? Have you seen what you are? See, Rupert has learnt nothing from his life, and education is not on the curriculum in hell. Hell is not a place to educate people so that they learn something, so, oh, well, next time I'll remember that and I'll do better. It's not about that. It's a place of punishment. I remember in the 80s, teaching in my stig in the physics lab, and somebody knocked the door, came in, and they told me that Warren had died. And I was shocked. But as I think back now, why was I shocked? I shouldn't have been shocked that Warren had died, because we're all going to die. Well, why should we be shocked that anybody has died? But what I was shocked about was that Warren had died then, isn't it? That's what we're shocked about. We're not, you know, when you see my name in the Evening Post at my funeral, whenever it'll be, you won't be surprised that I'm dead, will you? You might be disappointed or upset or shocked that I died then or how I died, but you won't be surprised because we know we're going to die. That's what we know. Will the Queen ever step aside for Charles to take the throne? Don't know. Will Trump last 4 years? Don't know. Will the Brexit fiasco ever be sorted? We don't know. But we know this. You know this. You all know this. You know, a few kids I taught died. You know, in 14, 15. Remember when drowned in the summer holiday? Remember when knocked down by the school bus and killed? You know, and I hit for six. But we're all going to die. And Jesus warns us that we need to be ready. Now, Lazarus was ready. His life had been awful. But he was ready. Are you ready? I know some, you'll all say yes, but are you ready? You really ready for the final frontier? I read again on Monday that there was a Christian group in Darmstadt in Germany in 1944. Quite a large group, all girls, ladies, women. The leader of the group, Basilea Schlink, tremendous name, she was very concerned about the half-heartedness. Yeah, like most of you. I'm a Christian. Yes, I'm trusting Jesus. Yes, I know I'm going to go to heaven and so on. Then in September 44, the RAF flattened the city. 80% of the city was devastated. Thousands were killed. And the leader, Basilea Schlink, said, you can see who's saved amongst this group now. You can see who's saved now. That's what it took. Some of them were just threw themselves on the mercy of God. Oh, yeah, they'd say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian, I'm going to heaven, yes, it's no problem, so on. And suddenly when the bombs come, and they're face to face now with death, they find they're not ready at all. And some of you would be in exactly that situation. I hope nobody does bomb this. But what will it take for some of you to just wake up? Death is a monster. And that monster is coming after you. I don't know when, mind. But that monster is coming. But I do know this. Jesus is a savior. You can be saved from death. Oh, yeah, you breathe your last. But you can be saved from death. You can be saved for glory. Saved for heaven. In Christ alone, my hope is found. What about you now? These are important things. Don't just say, oh yeah, there we are, there's another message, and walk on your way. These are big things. A well-known preacher called Richard Bewes in London was saying once that He was a teenager. It was the war. He was on a boat crossing the Atlantic, and they saw the German torpedo in the water. They could see it coming towards them. Nothing they can do. It missed by about 10 feet. He said, I gave my life to Jesus right there. Right there. What about you now? Amen. Let's sing, to God be the glory. Great thing.